This is for all the partners, obviously, similar to a conference call. This is a conference call I never had, but since I'm traveling, unable to have a conference call and get into more detail, but it is some information that I wanted all of you to hear. So we've posted this on our conference call site for our partners so that you can hear some of the comments that if I were having a conference call, I would make. My concern for the economy continues to rise. We see a number of things happening that I look at on a regular basis. I did talk about this at the last conference call, some of these things, and that I was watching them closely. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an update. One is trash removal from casual dining and restaurants in the inner cities is down dramatically. I know that sounds ridiculous, but that generally means a lot lower activity. That speaks to consumer spending and consumer confidence, and that is the one thing that I'm more concerned with about anything, even though it still remains very high. The other issue is tonnage. We are looking at tonnage being hauled on planes, trains, trucking, and other and shipping down. And it is down pretty significant as we head into the second quarter, and something that we need to be concerned about. The transportation sector is a great leading indicator of what we might expect, and we don't like to see tonnage dropping dramatically. One of the reasons why I haven't had any rails on my list as a buy for at least a year, and it's primarily due to the fact that we have seen a drop in tonnage, but it has continued long enough now that it has become a trend, and it's not a trend that we like, so I'm a bit concerned. There was a survey done by the Wall Street Journal this week. 50% of CFOs reported that they still have a very optimistic view about the economy. Well, that sounds pretty good, except that it's down from 79% that had that a year ago. 33% of CEOs and CFOs said they plan to expand in the next 12 months. That is down from 72% a year ago. Growth estimates for the first quarter are down to 3.6%. By the way, 3.6% growth is still very good if we compare it to the last 12 years. But nonetheless, it is down from 4.4% a year ago. The survey goes on to paint a little bit of a much less optimistic tone from business sentiment. Now, I happen to believe a lot of that has to do with mainstream media and the political environment that we are in. Look, the political environment has created more uncertainty than we can imagine. And unfortunately, that corporate executives fall prey to the same things the average person is falling prey to, and that is listening to so much of the media about what is going on in the world of politics. And this certainly is a concern for them as they feel that there may be some uncertainty in and around the pro-growth corporate America view from President Trump. And that is a concern if they think we could start to lose this pro-growth environment. Yet it's interesting, there have been 5 special elections, the last one this week in Kentucky, where they have been held in Democratic congressional districts, and all of them have gone to the Republicans. And that should be a source of optimism. Unfortunately, most corporate executives aren't digging that deep and trying to paint a picture from a behavioral standpoint that everything's going to be okay in the next election. And we shouldn't take that outlook as well, because we got to make sure that we get out and vote. I think M&A activity in the healthcare sector is going to increase dramatically this year. The healthcare sector, which hasn't been talked about much, has an enormous amount of money. They are sitting on pots of money that they've got to do something with. So some of those small cap, micro cap pharmaceutical and healthcare companies on our list are becoming a little bit more attractive, as I am hoping for mergers and acquisitions to buy them up. And that would be very good for the stock price, obviously, as we've already seen some of that. Okay, anyway, I just wanted to point out to you that I am a little bit more concerned today, and that it's very important that you maintain your cash position. Please don't compromise your cash position, and make sure that you keep it strong. Yes, there is a to-be-announced coming out that I'm excited about. So some of that cash position that you have is including that percentage in your asset allocation model. That is okay. We will likely use some of that in this to be announced. And it looks like that's going to be the middle of May right now, maybe even the beginning of May. We will see. But nonetheless, don't compromise your cash position. Continue to take profits. Do it fairly aggressively. And it may be time to not only sell by taking profits, selling the entire position and holding on to that cash, maybe until the end of April, and just to get a better feel for what might be happening in politics and the economy. It is going to be a very interesting rest of the year, because if uncertainty starts and continues to build based on 2020 elections, that means next year that uncertainty is only going to grow and more concern next year. So we're not looking at a very bright year going into 2020 unless something dramatic happens in politics. Unfortunately, we have politics that is thriving on investigations and doing very little for the economy. This is an opportunity for the U.S. economy to set all-time record highs in almost every area of the economy. But as usual, politicians are squandering this opportunity, not caring about the constituency, not caring about what's better for the economy. That's become irrelevant. This is all about a political war that is going on, and it looks like it's going to continue to battle through the 2020 elections. It's very sad to see this opportunity being squandered as it is. I'll keep you updated as much as I can. We'll probably have a conference call next week, so stay tuned.